Hello, you're listening to All About Brazil podcast. Our goal here is to bring to you interesting and pertinent information about Brazil. We intend to talk about a bunch of different subjects, so you can know better our culture, history, and what's going on around this time here in Brazil. By the way, my name is André Barbosa, and I'm a Brazilian from the state of Minas Gerais. I also produce Brazilian Portuguese podcasts, so if you're interested in learning Portuguese, give it a look. The address is www.brazilianportuguesepod.com. Today's topic is sports. Sports play a very important role in Brazil's culture. There are a lot of famous Brazilians in many different sports. However, we will begin talking about the most famous sport around here, football or soccer. As most of you know, Brazil is known as the nation with the best soccer players in the world. You can't talk about Brazil's culture without mentioning football. Most Brazilians' kids' favorite activity is playing it. A ball in a flat ground is enough for the little ones. As regards to the grown-ups, not all of them can keep playing soccer regularly. However, most people have their favorite teams and make it a very important part of their lives. But it's not all about football. Brazil does very good in other sports too. Let's take, for instance, volleyball. Recently, Brazil's masculine team was considered the best of the world, and the women's is also one of the best. Actually, our girls brought the gold medal from Beijing. I should also mention beach volleyball, for Brazil has some awesome duels. What to say about Formula One? We had great stars in the past, like Emerson Fittipaldi, Nelson Piquet, and Ayrton Senna. I remember a race Ayrton Senna started at the last position and won. Nowadays, three Brazilians are racing in Formula One: Rubens Barrichello, Nelsinho Piquet, and Felipe Massa. Brazilians also have interest in basketball. Of course, we can't compare our national league to NBA, but once in a while, Brazil's national team does good in some international tournaments. I should also mention our four Brazilian basketball players in NBA: Anderson Varejão, Nenê Hilário, Leandrinho Barbosa, and Rafael Araújo. Now, hear this sound. Do you know what this is? This is the sound of berimbau, one of the instruments used in capoeira. Capoeira is the Brazilian martial art, and it's considered a dance as well. It was created by the slaves as a self-defense technique, but they intentionally made it look like a dance. It looks like a dance because of the main movement, the ginga. Check out the related videos for more information about capoeira. Brazil is also well represented in some individual sports. In box, for instance, Popó was the world champion for the super lightweight class. Also, in artistic gymnastics, Brazil athletes get in the podium once in a while. And that's it. In this first edition of All About Brazil podcast, I try to talk about sports in general. I hope in the next episodes I can bring more pertinent information about the subject. If you want to support All About Brazil podcast, consider making a donation. This would help us creating more interesting content, posting more episodes per week, and bring it to you special features. Also, please make a comment and let me know what I can do better. You can also suggest topics and make questions about Brazil. I'll try to answer as much as I can. And that's it. Até mais, pessoal. Now you're going to listen to a song by Jorge Versilo, Que Nem Maré.
Nada vai me fazer desistir do amor. levar do amor. Nada vai me fazer desistir do amor. Nada vai me fazer desistir de voltar todo dia pro seu calor. Nada vai me levar do amor. Lá no fundo de ti, a saudade bateu, foi que nem maré. Quando vem de repente, de tarde invade, transporta esse bem me quer. A saudade é que nem maré. A saudade bateu.